like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and we have got a ton of gossip today. It's just us naughties today. Don't worry. We've got so much gossip. We can fill up the next 20 minutes or so. Just us together. Hey, my friends, what time is it? It is tea time. So big breaking story at the top of the show. Jennifer Lawrence is pregnant. Yes. And expecting her first baby with her husband, her handsome husband, Cook Maroney. So Jennifer is pregnant, 31 years old. The Oscar winner is expecting her first child with her husband, art gallery director, Cook Maroney. People magazine are confirming this news right now. The actress's rep told People magazine that yes, indeed, this is happening. Oh, it's so lovely. So, these two were first linked in June 2018 when the star and the art dealer were engaged the following February. At the time, she was spotted wearing a massive, massive engagement ring when she was with her fiancé at Raoul's, a really fancy French restaurant here in New York City. They tied the knot on October 19th, 2019, in Rhode Island, surrounded by about 150 wedding guests, including their dear friends Adele. That's a pretty great guest. I wonder if she sang a tune. She didn't. Amy Schumer, Kris Jenner, and Emma Stone. Hey, congratulations! So yesterday, Britney Spears' father agreed to end the conservatorship. So why? Such a radical change of mind. So more than 2 years after Britney Spears' fans established the Free Britney movement, and several months after the shocking documentary was released framing Britney Spears, her dad, Jamie Spears, has filed a legal petition to end his daughter's conservatorship. The document to end this 13-year arrangement, it's been 13 years that this has been going on, was submitted Tuesday in Los Angeles after Britney spoke out in July during a court hearing. So the document reads that Mr. Spears has again and again said that all he cares about is his daughter. If she wants to terminate the conservatorship and believes that she can handle her life on her own, her dad now is saying that she should get a chance. This is a massive legal victory for Britney Spears, but it's not over for her dad. Britney's new lawyer, really powerful lawyer, is saying that he intends to expose misconduct and an improper plan to hold Britney hostage. He's also alleging that the dad wanted to extract a multi-million dollar settlement before surrendering. They said no to that, but now moving forward, they want a sworn deposition from the father answering questions under oath. So they're going to investigate him and see if he did do anything inappropriate here. This story gets wild, doesn't it? So why did the dad change his mind? Well, insiders are saying he might be calling their bluff. The dad still believes that his daughter, Britney Spears, is mentally ill, and he thinks he really genuinely tried to protect her. TMZ are reporting that now at this point, he basically is thinking, you want the conservatorship to end? Everybody is screaming free Britney? Bring it on. Do it, and then let's see what happens. One source adds that they don't really believe Jamie wants the conservatorship to end, but he's saying he does because it won't end until Britney gets a medical evaluation. Insiders are saying that Jamie, the dad, doesn't believe that the judge will actually terminate the conservatorship without a medical evaluation. And when they do this evaluation, the dad doesn't believe she's going to pass it. So he's saying right now, okay, I'll walk away. Now the judge, it's up to you. What you're going to do, do an evaluation. She's not going to pass it. And then maybe he can rush right in and save the day again. It is spiraling this. So I know we all think Britney's out of the conservatorship, the dad's backing off, but this is the problem nobody's talking about. It's not up to the dad. It's not up to Britney Spears. It's not up to her lawyer. It's up to a judge. And the judge doesn't want to mess on his or her hands without having a medical evaluation. This brings us to our poll question of the day. Britney Spears' father has petitioned the court to end his daughter's conservatorship. Do you think the judge should grant Britney freedom without a medical evaluation? It's a very, very difficult question today. Do you think the judge should say she's free? Or should the doctors decide? What do you think here? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Dancing with the Stars, I love how they say that on the TV show, Dancing with the Stars, has announced its new cast. This is season 30. Can you believe it? Good Morning America announced the new dancers, the stars in the ballroom, who are going to be dancing it out to win the Mirrorball Trophy. Let me point out, too, that the judges will be back. Len Goodman's coming back, Carrie Ann Arbor, Bruno's going to be back, and also Derek Hough, and Tyra Banks is returning as the host and the executive producer. Let's go over some of the new people that will be joining the show. Jamie Allen is a country singer, so Jamie Allen is joining. Mel C, oh, I love her, from the Spice Girls. Remember when the Spice Girls took the world by storm in the 90s? That's a great one. Christine Chu, who is a philanthropist and also one of the stars of Netflix Bling Empire. I love this idea too. Let's see who else we have on the list. Oh, Olivia Jade. Ooh, controversial. She's the 21-year-old YouTuber who's basically known as being Lori Loughlin's daughter. Matt James. Oh, he's so handsome. The very first Black Bachelor. He was on the franchise in 2020. He's got the moves. Amanda Klutz. She's a former Broadway dancer. She was actually a Radio City Rockette. I don't know how I feel about that. She's on The Talk now, that daytime show. The problem is with Amanda is that her dear friend Carrie Ann Arbor, who was also on The Talk, is the judge. Is that a bit dodgy, having somebody dancing who's friends with one of the judges? They worked with the judges. Martin Cove is an actor from Karate Kid. They love that 80s sort of reminiscing, looking back. Sunny Lee, oh, I love her, from the Olympics. She won the gold medal in Tokyo. Kenya Moore's on the list from The Real Housewives. She's going to bring the drama for sure. Brian Austin Green, we know him from Beverly Hills 90210. His partner is one of the dancers. I wonder if they will team him up with her. JoJo, we know her from Dance Moms, who's gone on to be a YouTube personality with about 12 million subscribers on her YouTube channel. So there's some really fun people to the show this year. I think Tyra's done a good job. Some years I have to Google them all. I know, when they put the list out, I don't know them. This year, I know most of them. I don't know some of the sports people. Oh, they also have on a Peloton instructor. That's a bit strange, isn't it? His name is Cody Rigsby. He's a New York-based Peloton instructor, but apparently he is very popular. So, Tyra, I think you did a good job. We can't wait to tune in. Moving along, Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde are getting very, very serious. So on Saturday, she stepped out to support him as he launched his American tour that started in Las Vegas. Sources are saying that she had a great, great time at the show. She was dancing. She was happy. They're really, really serious together. She's working, though. He's on tour, so she's going to try and join him whenever she can, but she's not going to go on the whole tour with him. ER reporting that they were so happy and dancing all night at the concert. These two are the real deal. Now's the test, isn't it, though? It's really hard in any relationships, whether you're famous or not, when you don't spend time together. His tour is sold out. He's going to be on the road for a long time. She's going to be based in Hollywood. She's making movies. She's got lots of projects. So fingers crossed, I'm wishing you two the best. And you certainly do make a beautiful, beautiful couple. Reggae Jean Page. You know him from Bridgerton. Very, very sexy. He's announced that he has voluntarily left, exited the Bridgerton group text. So all the actors on the show had a group text and they would all chat with each other. It's a huge hit on Netflix. He's no longer a member of the group. He said the following quote, "I respectfully exited. I didn't want to put them in an awkward situation where they had to kick me out." So he left the show. The text has gone on. Should he be on it? Shouldn't it? Have you ever been on a group text with friends from work? What happens if you leave the job? Is it just a work text or is it a friend text or is it a combination of both? I don't know if I would have left the group. I would have just stopped responding as much. I wouldn't have blocked myself. It's like on Facebook, isn't it? If people are too annoying or on social media or on Twitter, wherever, do you block them? Do you just ignore it? What do you do here? He left the group. Now, at the time that he left the show, Page Six were reporting there were creative differences. However, sources close to him said, no, he just wanted to move on. I think he wants to be a movie star now, so best of luck. You can't do both, or maybe you can, but he left the show. Is this a mistake? Bridgerton is coming back. Will it be a hit without him? It probably will. And then before we go to break, let's have a little royal update. Harry is reuniting with his royal family for a television tribute. So the BBC are doing a tribute to the late Duke of Edinburgh, that's Prince Philip, and they've asked all the members of the family to join together to reflect personal thoughts and reflections on this historic figure, and it is going to be a historic tribute. I'm told it's going to be an hour-long show. Different members of the family are going to talk about the Duke, also too. The viewers are going to be invited into his study, his library, his private offices. They're going to let the camera crews into the palace to do this. I'm told all of the Queen's children and the Duke's children will be involved, including the controversial Duke of York. So Prince Andrew and this really, really outrageous friendship with paedophile Jeffrey Epstein, he's going to be involved. I think that's a mistake. Although, can you leave just one child out? Well, the answer is yes, you can. Don't put Prince Andrew in this documentary. Also, too, the Duke of Sussex. I'm not sure if Meghan's going to do it, but Harry's going to do it. I'm told he's going to tape his tribute from Los Angeles. So he's not going to go home to tape it. But as a grandchild, it would be really weird if Harry was excluded from this. I don't know if he's going to get as much airtime as William. William's going to be the future king. Charles too. He's going to be the king before William. They'll get most of the time. I wonder if the Queen will do an interview. I don't know. She doesn't do interviews. She really doesn't. And so I don't know if she's going to have a camera crew talk to her about her her late husband. But I think this is really, really special. I hope it turns out beautiful. Don't put in Prince Andrew and give Harry as much time as William. We want to see them all. Maybe we'll even get to see little Lilibet. Wouldn't that be lovely? If Harry and Meghan decide to reveal Lilibet to the world in a TV special honouring the Duke of Edinburgh. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. We've got a ton of more gossip to get to. Let's get to the polls, my friends. Da da da. Ooh, thank you for singing along. So Scott Disick and Amelia Hamlin split up in the wake of his DM scandal. Will they get back together? She's only 20. You know what young love is like. He's 38, so he's a bit older than she is, but she's only 20. Will they get back together? Let's have a look here. Ooh, wow. 89% said no. They will not get back together. Amelia Hamlin is going to move on. We know Lisa Rinna, her mommy from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, is thrilled about this. So maybe you're right. 89% said no. Scott and Amelia will not get back together. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page, Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day. Oh, Kelly Ripa is sharing her really touching experience of dropping her son off at college. So Kelly revealed that their youngest son, 18-year-old Joaquin, is off to college. She admitted, quote, "It was hard. It was really hard. I'm not a parent, so I can only imagine what that is like. When my mommy and daddy dropped me off at Edinburgh University many, many years ago, I remember we all drove up together in the car. It was packed with blankets and pots and pans and books and pencils and all the things, clothes you need for university. And I remember when they drove away and I was like, wow, I had a tear in my eye. I was excited about starting my new life at university, but it was a massive change. I was also sad about saying goodbye to my mom and dad. It's really emotional, and Kelly goes to prove it doesn't matter if you're Kelly Ripper or my mom and dad or Mr. and Mrs. Shooter. It's very, very emotional. Now they are empty nesters. Kelly Ripper, you are our nicest of the day. Thank you for sharing. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. So what Mike Richards did at Jeopardy behind the scenes to Ken Jennings is being revealed, and it's not nice at all. So as Mike Richards got the job as host of Jeopardy, he started to film some new shows. He's now out, completely out. He's lost the job. He's no longer the executive producer. But for 10 minutes, he was not only the boss, he was the host. So while he was taping some new episodes, the New York Times is reporting that he asked Ken Jennings to leave the studio. That's right. So they were all there in the studio in Culver City, and three sources told the New York Times that Mike was too nervous to have them around when he was on the sound stage, so he was escorted out and popped into a green room to watch the taping on a video screen. People said he was so rude backstage. This is another reason that he was pushed out. Nobody liked him. Don't be mean. Don't be mean backstage. Treat people well. I know, to disrespect Ken Jennings, arguably the greatest player of Jeopardy of all times, tells me a lot more about Mike Richards than it does Ken. And naughty, naughty, naughtiest of the day. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Brought to you by The Forward Answer, my new book, which is available right now on Amazon.com. Pick up a copy. I can't believe it. My book's coming out in 2 weeks. I'm so excited about it. I'm going to go on the Today Show. I've got lots of other TV and radio and online stuff and magazines lined up. I'm really excited about promoting it. The book, great. I read it last night and I really, really enjoyed it. I hope you do too. So pick up a copy right now on Amazon.com. Today's moment of Rob. Get used to feeling vulnerable and frightened. It never goes away, but you can't let it stop you from making the smartest decision you're ever going to make in your life, which is to get back up and give it another try. Smart people fail all the time, and they don't care what anybody else has to say. They don't care about that. Michael Jordan said that he has missed more than 9,000 shots in his career. He's failed over and over and over again, and that's why he now succeeds. You have to make the choice between courage and comfort. Courage and comfort. Pick courage, my friends, and don't be scared of failure. I failed so many times. I really have. But every time I failed, I got back up. I was hurt. I was upset. I was frightened. I was even embarrassed. But I got back up and I tried again. Smart people do not care. They don't care what anybody else has to say. They will succeed and you will to my friends. That's it for today. Don't worry, Mark Lupo is not ill or fired or anything crazy like that. We had a few more technical issues, but I promise we will fix this. Hold tight. He was on all day yesterday with the Apple people trying to figure this out. We didn't quite manage to get it done by today, but we will, hopefully, fingers crossed, by next week. And thank you for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. I've got a really sore throat again today, so if I sound a little bit crackly, once again, it's just my allergies, don't worry. I take my Claritin in the morning, but it takes about 20, 30 minutes to click in. And we don't have time to wait. The gossip won't wait for Claritin. We have to get the show done. We've got too much to talk about. So even though I sound a little croaky, know that I feel just great and even better now that we are all together. All together now, let's remember, let me hear you singing along wherever you are. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.